Hello, and welcome to the Project 119 Bible Reading Plan podcast. I'm Ethan, and it's my pleasure to read God's Word with you. Today is Tuesday, September 2nd, Thankful Tuesday, and I'm reading from the New International Version. Our first reading this morning comes from Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 through 10. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of might, the Spirit of the knowledge and fear of the Lord. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes, or decide by what he hears with his ears, but with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice, he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth. With the breath of his lips, he will slay the wicked. Righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness the sash around his waist. The wolf will live with the lamb, and the leopard will lie down with the goat, the calf and the lion and the yearling together, and a little child will lead them. The cow will feed with the bear, their young will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. The infant will play near the cobra's den, and the young child will put its hand into the viper's nest. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain. For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. In that day the root of Jesse will stand as a banner for the peoples. The nations will rally to him, and his resting place will be glorious. Our next passage is from Acts chapter 5, but before we read that, I want to go back to Acts chapter 4 and read verses 33 through 35 so that we have some context. They say this: "With great power, the apostles continued to testify to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and God's grace was so powerfully at work in them all that there were no needy persons among them. For from time to time, those who owned land or houses sold them, brought the money from the sales, and put it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to anyone who had need." Now our main passage is Acts chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. "Now a man named Ananias, together with his wife Sapphira, also sold a piece of property. With his wife's full knowledge, he kept back a part of the money for himself, but brought the rest and put it at the apostles' feet. Then Peter said, 'Ananias, how is it that Satan has so filled your heart that you have lied to the Holy Spirit and have kept for yourself some of the money you received for the land? Didn't it belong to you before it was sold? And after it was sold, wasn't the money at your disposal? What made you think of doing such a thing? You have not lied just to human beings, but to God.' When Ananias heard this, he fell down and died. A great fear seized all who heard what had happened. Then some young men came forward, wrapped up his body, and carried him out and buried him. About 3 hours later, his wife came in, not knowing what had happened. Peter asked her, 'Tell me, is this the price you and Ananias got for the land?' 'Yes,' she said, 'that is the price.' Peter said to her, 'How could you conspire to test the Spirit of the Lord? Listen, the feet of the men who buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out also.' At that moment, she fell down at his feet and died. Then the young men came in, and finding her dead, carried her out and buried her beside her husband. Great fear seized the whole church and all who heard about these events." Our final passage is from Psalm 52, verses 8 and 9. "But I am like an olive tree, flourishing in the house of God. I trust in God's unfailing love forever and ever. For what you have done, I will always praise you in the presence of your faithful people, and I will hope in your name, for your name is good. I remember studying this passage of Isaiah while I was in seminary. My professor pointed out verses 3 and 4 and said, "As humans, all we can do is judge people by what we see and how we understand them. But this future king is judging us beyond his human limitations, and he's righteous. He is accurately and correctly judging us. And the result is that there's peace on the earth, and all people flock towards him." What a wonderful picture of Jesus. He sees us better than anyone else and chooses to love us. We should be filled with a deep peace, knowing that God accepts us, and we should run towards him, knowing that he is the best ruler we can have. In Acts, we read of Ananias and Sapphira. It seems that they want to get the spotlight that comes with generosity without feeling the true weight of sacrifice. Most commentators agree that their most serious sin is not their failure to give the money, but it's their deception, their lie about how much the house was worth. I think this passage offers us a great opportunity to examine our own hearts and lives. It's not about how much we have or how much we give, but what have we told the Lord that we would do? Are we truly willing to give our lives or a portion of our lives to the Lord? Are we holding fast to that? Or are we trying to nickel and dime him and cut corners along the way? On Thankful Tuesday, we pray with thanksgiving for a person, a place, a thing, and an attribute of God. Would you join me in praying now? God, we pause from what we're doing to focus on you and to thank you. We take time to thank you for a particular person. We thank you for a place. We thank you for a thing. We thank you for one of your attributes. Help us to be grateful in our hearts and lives so that others may see our deeds and glorify you. Amen.